This is the Adam Thompson Show.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
America missed me.
Bringing a voice back.
Welcome in to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Oh, there we go. It's another beautiful day here on the show. And as we talked about last week, we're changing directions. We're falling away or falling back on the politics and more heading in the direction of esports and sports, which today we are going to be just talking strictly about esports, just because a lot of things are happening in the esports industry, and it's very exciting. It's very exciting, just because of everything that's happening this week. Well, starting today, actually, on January 24th, the League of Legends European Championship returns today at 10 o'clock, my time, mountain time. And then the LCS, the League League of Legends Series of Championships, or whatever it is now. The League of Legends Championship Series, excuse me, returns in North America tomorrow. So they start their three-day league season a week. Doing Saturday, Sunday, Mondays for the rest of the season. LEC is only Friday and Saturday mornings in the United States, so it's very exciting to be talking about all this. I'm excited. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. I'm very excited to tell you guys what's happening around the esports world. So we'll just dive right into it. So the LEC starts today. Which is very exciting. I love the LEC. The LEC makes a huge, huge impact into what we're trying in League of Legends Europe. Obviously, the runner-up in the World Championship last year, the MSI Champions G2 starting off. So, first off, we should welcome Mad Lions into the LEC. They have taken over Splice Spot, and they will be the ones who will compete as when Splice now is Mad Lions. So we've heard about Mad Lions. They were in EU Masters before. It's very exciting to see them. That's where people like Nemesis and SK came. A lot of members of SK's lineup came from was from Mad Lions. So G2 takes on Mad Lions tomorrow today at 10 o'clock. Vitality taking on SK. Misfits taking on Rogue. Shulka taking on XL. And then the final game today is going to be Fnatic taking on Origin. So that will be a good game to watch, actually. Then tomorrow, Vitality takes on Mad Lions. Rogue taking on XL. Schalke taking on OG, and Misfits taking on Fnatic, G2 taking on SK Gaming. So we're actually going to break some of these down just a bit. So we'll talk about the Fnatic OG one, because that's a really exciting one to talk about. So let's look at Fnatic's lineup. So we know Young Buck, the five-star general, is out as the coach, and he has been replaced by former OG, or Origins support, Mythy. That's very exciting. It's very exciting. We also know Broxa is gone. Broxa is heading to NA. I don't think he'll be here in time this weekend. He is having visa issues still, from the way it sounds. We'll find out, though, later in the show. But Selfmade from SK is taking over the starting jungle spot, which I thought was a very decent move for Fnatic. You know, you needed somebody who's going to be able to play the jungle well, and I think he was the best man for the job. Whipple back up in the top lane, Selfmade in the jungle, Nemesis, Reckless, and Hillisang. Fnatic barely had, they just had the two off-season changes, and they're ready to play. I'm very excited to see how this lineup does against Origin's kind of having to figure this out. Right now, they have Alfari, Xersei in the jungle, Nuke Duck in the mid lane, Upset in as ADC, and Destiny as their support from the Oceanic areas. So, Cold is no longer on the lineup. Patrick is no longer there. He went to XL. Mythy over to Fnatic. So they took a lot of people out of Origin. The only two I recognize is Alfari and Nuke Duck. Upset was part of Schalke last year. So very exciting stuff. Looking on now at, so I think I'm gonna give you a prediction. I'm gonna tell you right now, Fnatic's gonna win that one. I can tell you why, because Fnatic is gonna be rejuvenated. They've added someone new to the lineup, plus they have Mythy as a coach. I think Fnatic takes that one. That'll be an easy series, an easy game for them. Let's also look at G2 and Mad Lions. G2, coming. They're just making switches, but not making any roster really change. Big roster changes. Looking at G2 real quick, they have Wonder back up in the top lane. Jankos, who a lot of people say is going to be the best jungler this year. Perks in the mid lane, Caps at ADC, and Mickey X as support. So very interesting to see that Caps and Perks have switched. Caps was one of the best mid laners in all of Europe. So was Perks. But when they were on the team together, you obviously can't have both. So they put Caps back down in the bot lane. We'll put him down in the bot lane. So this will be interesting to see how this works. And Perks in the mid lane. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see what G2 is going to do with that. Caps, obviously, an amazing player. Same with Perks. Both of those guys are amazing players. So we're going to see something cool. We're going to see Mickey X having to make a little bit of adjustments in his gameplay to make sure with Caps for sure. So looking at Mad Lions, a lot of these names I don't recognize, because a lot of them are new players. So, Orami, Shadow Humanoid, we know Humanoid, he's from Splice, Crazy, and Kaiser as support. So, that's top to bot right there. That's an interesting lineup. I don't know how really, I can't give any insight, because I've never seen these, I've never seen like Shadow or Crazy or Kaiser play. So obviously if I had to make a prediction on who would win this match, obviously G2, just because G2's kept the same lineup, not a whole lot of new players coming in, no new players coming in. So it's definitely something to think about with Mad Lions. So, but that's exciting to see them in and playing. So I guess we'll find out today. Here in about 40 minutes is when that match is going underway. But the LEC is back today. I'm excited to watch it, but I'm going to have to shower and get on with my day. before I watch the LEC. Looking at the North American LCS, oh man, this is exciting. That comes back tomorrow. I'm so excited to see it back. Team Liquid taking on Cloud9. It's the first match of the day. That starts at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time for any of you those, anybody willing to watch this. CLG taking on Dignitas at 4, 100 Thieves and Golden Guardians at 5, and Immortals and FlyQuest at 6 o'clock. So that's a very exciting day. We're actually going to break it down. To read that. We've talked about, you know, last week we talked about the power rankings, and there were some I was like, meh, some of them are just not that great. Ooh, probably supposed to join the analyst desk, be on the analyst desk for this year. Doesn't surprise me. Probably had success in Europe, but he just has not had the success here. Let's talk about this. Team Liquid taking on Cloud9. Cloud9? Let's see if I can get the game of PDA up. There we go. So, what we know about these two teams, okay? So, we know Team Liquid is going to have Pulbelter in the jungle in substitution for Broxah. Impact in the top lane, Jensen back in the mid lane, double lift ADC, Core JJ. Support. So they have a really good team coming into it. Looking at Cloud9, they have Licorice, Blabber, Nisqy, Sven, and Vulcan. That's top to bot. If I had to make a prediction very quickly, losing Sven Skarn for Cloud9 should be a huge loss for them on that C9 roster. Putting Sven in, though, adds a little bit. I think that's an upgrade from Sneaky. I think Sneaky's just starting to really fall off a little bit. So I think just giving him some time to go back to streaming and be a content creator would be good for him. And then Vulcan has some good games. We've talked about him before. I have never talked about him before, but he'll be a good support. I think that's an upgrade. TSM was talking about how Vulcan is pretty good. It'll probably be really good for Sven as well. So, prediction for this match is probably going to be, I'm going to go for Team Liquid. I think Team Liquid's going to be very hard to stop this year. So, second match of the day. Which other match will we break down? We'll break down a few more in the LCS just because of everyone loves the LCS. Let's talk TSM Immortals. TSM bringing Dardok, somebody, you know, TSM just had so many problems last year in the jungle. And so to fix that, who did they bring? They ended up bringing Dardok in, which I think very interesting. Hopefully Dardok has matured a little bit more and can play the game better. I know on Optic there were some problems. Him and Meteos had problems. You know, I hate to say this, but the two most toxic junglers, players in the LCS were on the same team at one point in time. So it doesn't surprise me to see Dardok in the TSM lineup. So hopefully he gets along with the coaching staff. I know he has problems getting along with coaching staff and other people. But hopefully they win, because if when they're winning, he's fine. It's when they're losing that he has a really bad attitude. Bjergsen, of course, is back. Kabang from Splice is taking over the ADC position for Sven. And Biofrost is back with TSM. Looking at the Immortals lineup, they have Soavs, which is very exciting to see. That's very cool to see him playing on Immortals, being reunited with Immortals. Ika, Altec, Arrow, Asta, and is it Hakan? Hakuo? I think is how you say that. I guess we'll have to find out, but it's interesting to see Soaz actually coming to NA. you know, I thought he was a very big European guy. He spent many years in Europe with Origin, with Fnatic, with Misfits. I mean, he played on a lot of teams out there. He did not do a stint with H2K. So it's kind of cool to see. So as an NA, hopefully he does well. Hopefully he can find his groove again and become that amazing top laner that he once was. So, but my guess is that TSM, Team Solo Mid, is going to dominate in this first week. Let's see, who else? Evil Genius is taking on 100 Thieves. We can do that one. We haven't talked really much about Evil Geniuses. They have Kumo in the top lane, Senskaren in the jungle, Jizuke in the mid lane, Bang, and Zyzel. Zyzel from Cloud9. Interesting. Senskaren, obviously a really good NA jungler. I think he enables that lineup to do basically what Jizuke wants to do, and that's basically be a carry and be really high damage. Same with Bang. I think Bang came into North America not knowing what to expect because he hardly had to go against NA opponents in Korea. So for him, it's just probably just been an adjustment. I think that's why maybe his time at 100 Thieves just did not go well, is that you had all these veterans on the lineup, people who knew each other. It was probably a very uncomfortable situation for him to be in. You know, he's a world champion, three-time world champion, and he's not able to win an LCS game. It's very concerning. And I hope he's ready to play. I'm excited to watch him play this year, especially alongside someone like Zazel, who just seems like the most friendliest guy on the face of the planet. It seems like, you know, he can have a relationship with anybody and joke around and make people smile, make people laugh. So hopefully Zazel can bring out the good side of Bang, and Bang can finally get into a little bit of a groove here. Looking at 100 Thieves lineup, though, they have Someday, Meteos, Ryoma, Cody Sun, and Stunt. Cody Sun coming from Clutch Gaming, which is now Dignitas. Meteos coming from Optic. Someday. I don't know where Someday's from, actually. Ryoma from Oceanic. So I don't know what 100 Thieves is doing here. I like the fact that they picked up Cody Sun and Meteos. Someday is a pretty good day. I'm a pretty good pick. I'm excited to see him play. Meteos was definitely an upgrade from Amazing. Amazing, I think, is just going to go back to full-time analyst desk. I think he just enjoys that a lot more than he does. Cody Sun, though, is going to be exciting. Prediction. Evil Geniuses or 100 Thieves. I'm going to say Evil Geniuses is going to win that week one. I think they're ready to play. I think they're excited because they're back in the LCS. They finally have an LCS spot, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to watch Jizuke in NA too. And then finally, TL taking on TSM. We're not even going to break down their rosters. Just a prediction. TL wins that one easily. I think there'll be no challenge for them. So, very interesting. So, apparently there's going to be what Riot is doing now is co-stream pilot program for the 2020 LCS Spring Split, basically allowing other people to stream. So after a positive response after last year's co-streaming program during Rift Rivals, we've decided to test co-streaming for a longer period of Professional League of Legends. Because of this, we will continue co-streaming pilot program for the 2020 LCS Spring Split. Pilot program will again be limited to a select group of creators, so we can continue to track the impact of individual streamers on our broadcast and for the LCS split. Co-streaming will only be available to members of the NA partner program, Oceanic League partner program. Okay, so people are going to be streaming the other games and talking and giving their commentary, just like how like a lot of streamers will do with Dota 2 majors, with CSGO majors, So that's very exciting. That's awesome. That's the step in the right direction, actually. So now let's talk about Collegiate League of Legends. We're talking about a lot of league today just because a lot of League of Legends stuff starts here very soon. I mean, very, very soon. It starts this weekend. So we're going to talk about Collegiate League of Legends. ESPN put out the coaches poll for the first week. Number one coming out is Maryville, receiving 24 votes, then Columbia College, then Harrisburg. I am also part of this coaches poll, and I can actually explain a little bit of the process behind this. It's very fun. I'm very excited, very honored to be a part of this opportunity with ESPN. Every week coming up with the top 25 is definitely a huge thing. So, we're going to just break down the top three, actually the top four. So Maryville, number one, Columbia College, number two, Harrisburg, number three, and UC Irvine, number four. Everyone was unanimous on that one. So Maryville being number one, I'm not sure on how to feel about this. I love Maryville. They're in the conference that with the team that I help coach. They're a very good team. I'm very excited to see them play. So I can see why people wanted them number one. They did win the national championship last year over Western Ontario and UC Irvine and Columbia College. So that's very exciting to see that. They actually, they're in the North Conference, which also has Columbia College, Robert Morris University, Michigan State's in it, Nebraska. Like, there's some very good teams in this, in the North Conference, which we'll talk about a little bit, some of the schedules coming up. Columbia College coming in number two. I did not actually vote for them number two. I actually put them even lower than number two. Pulling it up, I actually put them down at number seven. I had an opportunity this past November to be on a volunteer at the main stage for DreamHack Atlanta 19, and it was an amazing experience. They had the AVGL, which is a collegiate esports organization. They had a Collegiate League of Legends tournament that both Harrisburg University and Columbia College faced off in. And Harrisburg University absolutely wiped the floor of Columbia College. X-Special is now the coach of Harrisburg University, and he's a very nice guy. I got to meet with him, talk with him a little bit. Very nice, very exciting guy. It seems like he's doing well at Harrisburg University. So, but to put them down at three under Columbia College after they wiped the floor at the AVGL, I don't think a lot of people watch that. I was actually the spectator on that game. I was the observer. And they got crushed. I mean, Columbia College, they put an attending X up in the top lane, and it just did not work out well for them. So I don't agree with the number two pick here. But Harrisburg being number three, I could see any team being number two except for Columbia College. Harrisburg number three makes sense. They need to be a top three team. I think my early prediction is that they'll win the whole thing. They'll win the national title, Harrisburg. They are very unstoppable. They are very good. It's very exciting to see them. UC Irvine is also very good. They have an excellent esports program over there in Irvine, California. Drinking my coffee here. So it's going to be exciting to see what they can pull off this year, especially after getting beat last year. I think they're going to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder for sure. Western Ontario coming in number five, Illinois, University of Illinois, number six, Michigan State, seven. Where did I put Michigan State at? I put them at number five. They were in UPL this year, and they were very good. Robert Morris, number 11. That's a recognizable name. Miami, Ohio, 19. Boise State getting a vote. They got a vote from me, actually. Same with San Jose State, Rochester Institute of Technology. Did I give Rochester? No, I did not. But I gave Boise State a vote. I thought they deserved it. And they're in a very tough conference as well. We'll break down all the conferences here. So, so I'm excited to see. They start all matches start tomorrow. A lot of matches, some matches have already been played because of rescheduling or forfeiting. But it's very exciting. CLL is back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very excited. Well, and you can watch all the action from CLL at Hard Rocker Esports on their Twitch channel, the South Dakota Mines Hard Rocker Esports Twitch channel. They'll be streaming their games. Then stay right here and like cover. Go on ESPN each week for the Coaches Bowl. So we're going to look at the North Conference first off. So in the North Conference, there are how many participants there are this year? 106 teams. Oh, boy. 106 teams, 6 rounds, 6 weeks. Yeah. It's a Swiss bracket, and you don't know who you're playing until like a few days before each week. Maryville is taking on Purdue University. I can see them taking that as a 2-0. It's best of three matches, just FYI and CLL. So that's exciting. South Dakota Mines, the school I coach, is taking on St. Olaf. So hopefully we get a 2-0 victory here, which would be nice. I got to look up. Got to find these people because find some of these schools. Trying to see who Columbia College is playing. Is Columbia College not even in here? Huh. Well, we just know Maryville is taking on Purdue. So that's exciting. Let's look at the South Conference. Schools, Florida State Esports, who is taking on MCM Warhawks. I don't even know who that is. Ole Miss taking on UARC Esports. So there's some... The South Conference doesn't really make an impact in the whole national standings, except for the NC State. NC State is playing. They are actually... Where did... We put them this year in the preseason. They are ranked 16th in the nation on the coaches' poll. So very exciting. Eastern Conference, Rochester Institute of Technology has already taken on Misericordia University, and they won two sets to nothing. Penn State taking on Lebanon Valley College. Really it for them. There's not really a whole lot of teams that people would recognize. If you want a team recognized, please let us know. Send me an email at adamthompson1130@gmail.com. The Mountain West Conference. This is actually an interesting conference. Not gonna lie. This is why it's an interesting conference. Okay. So there's two groups in this one. Two groups of three. This is filled with like UCS, University of Las Vegas, Fresno State. Is that South Dakota State? Or no, that's San Diego State University. University of Wyoming, who actually I know personally. Who'd they play? Pomgo, Weichel, Ole, Birdman, Papa Francisco. Okay. So Wyoming. They beat University of New Mexico today. Looks like 2-0. Looks like they had a reschedule. Wyoming Esports, very good. A very good team. Very nice guys, too, all around. We held a tournament out here in Rapid City where we invited University of Wyoming, Colorado State University, Dakota State, South Dakota State, Colorado School of Mines and Technology. So we invite a lot of teams out here, and it was an amazing LAN. Colorado State University won it, and they are actually taking on Fresno State this weekend. So it's very exciting to see them play. If they beat them, obviously, they could get some votes in the national rankings. So that is the Mountain West Conference right there for you. The West Conference is filled with UCI, of course, Arizona State, University of Calgary, Simon Fraser University, who, by the way, University Simon Fraser University, an amazing staff over there in their athletic department. huge shout out to them. Hopefully we can, I'll meet them again. I went up there for a football game to broadcast. So, USC, you know, University of Southern Cal, people would recognize. California State University, Fulton, Cal Poly Esports. So, just a lot of teams in that. Some very recognizable school names in the Western Conference and the Esports Collegiate Conferences. This is the one of the partner conferences. Again, two groups of three. Kent State's in it. CMU. Akron, Miami University, Redhawks. So some great teams, and we'll give you up to dates about that as the season progresses. We'll give you my top 25, and I'll share what ESPN and compare and contrast. So finally, we could talk about something other than League of Legends, that is the Dota 2 Dream League that is out, has started already, that is the second major of the 2019-2020 season. It's at DreamHack. I don't even know how you say it. It's a very weird country name. It's Leipzig. I don't even know. But it's at a DreamHack event, which, by the way, DreamHack, amazing. Looking at the schedule, Enigma Gaming goes down to Evil Geniuses. They go down to the lower bracket. They get beat by Beast Coast, who end up getting 2-0'd by Invictus Gaming in the lower bracket. Evil Geniuses falls 2-0 to BG Gaming. So, right now, the next set of games, well, we have TNC and Team Liquid playing right now. That series is tied at 1-1. Evil Geniuses will take on Invictus Gaming to go to the next lower bracket stage. In the winner bracket final, it's Vici Gaming and Team Secret. So whoever loses that one will have to play the winner of, well, we don't even know. It would probably be Evil Geniuses, Evictus Gaming, and or Alliance, Team Liquid Predator, Team Liquid or TNC Predator. So it's all depending on how that series goes. So, but yeah, it's very exciting seeing Dota back in the session. It's going to be an amazing year because it's TI. It's the 10th anniversary of TI. So they're actually going to Stockholm for TI 10. OG is not in this one, by the way. That's something to keep an eye on. OG, the two-time TI champions, are not in this major. This year it was Team Liquid, Team Secret Alliance, Invictus Gaming, Viki Gaming, Team Aster, Reality Rift, Fnatic, TNC Predator, VP, Na'Vi, Chaos, Evil Geniuses, Ping Gaming, Beast Coast, and Enigma. So that's the second major that OG has not been in this year. Hopefully they start showing up to events. I don't want to see them have to go through open qualifiers again. So, did they even try to play? No, they didn't even play at all. So, very interesting. Did they even play an open qualifier? Oh, OGC, that's a secondary team in the open qualifier. So, it doesn't surprise me. All right, makes sense. So, well, there you go. There's your Dota for the day. So, a lot of stuff coming up for the LCS. It's very exciting. We just stuck to the facts, and that's what we like to do on this show. Thank you. Once again, thank you for listening on any platform that you're listening on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or even on Anchor.fm. That's amazing. Trying to think what else is happening. Well, with, you know, Dota, it's, you know, Dota's underway. I know CSGO has a couple tournaments coming up. They just had the player break, so they'll be starting up here soon. So we're going to get back into esports, which is amazing. December's kind of always a slow time for for esports. It sucks. It sucks. Looking at ESL Pro League, though, they're actually getting ready, I think, to play. We know the Team Liquid is going to come back out stronger as ever. Same with Astralis. C9's revamped their lineup. Evil Geniuses is back. It's exciting to see them have a team in CSGO. They've been playing really well. So not a whole lot happening in CSGO right now, though. We'll talk about it as things get closer. So that's it. We made it through another successful day of recording this podcast and getting you the facts and opinions you need to help you decide on what you think. Next week, I have a new top 25 and see little preseason picks. We'll also be talking about the matches that happen and see and keep an eye out for any upsets that happen along the way. If you attend a university and you're listening to this who does have an esports program and they are competing in C-Level, make sure you support them. Any support from people, any support from people on campus and alumni and stuff really goes a long way in esports, especially at the collegiate level. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week as we get ready for another great week of esports and another great week of sports. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.